Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 1 Samuel, we finished chapter 15. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with chapter 16 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, we're in 1 Samuel chapter 16 today as we continue in our verse-by-verse study. Now, let me share with you the fact that I listened today to the very first message on 1 Samuel chapter 8 for our Lamp and Light radio ministry. Today is May 29th, 2013. So when you hear this message, you'll know that's how far ahead we are in the broadcasting. We try to stay ahead and try to be a blessing to you, but also trying to make sure that we do all things decently in order. We always want to be ready. And I say that because in 1 Samuel chapter 16, there's a good question to ask ourselves that we'll see as we continue through this verse-by-verse study of being ready. Now, let me also say that we enjoy hearing from our listeners. We like to receive your letters and to be able to share them with our listeners by saying, for example, every Christmas time we have a question-answer period, and I like to take that question-answer time to be able to answer your Bible questions. And so if you should like to have your question answered on the air, now we will not give your name, we will not give your address, but we will read the question and my Bible answer to it around that time. And yet we try to answer you long before that is broadcast over the radio. So I hope that you'll do that. We're also on the internet. Now, if you're at home on a Wednesday night or a Sunday night, you're unable to get out. You're not in your own church. Now, you belong to your own home church first and be faithful to it. If you're not able to, and your church lacks the ability to live stream their church services, then you can watch us on the internet at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time and 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 6 o'clock on Sunday evenings and 7:30 on Wednesday evenings, as we have our church services, our Bible studies, and so forth, and you can be a part of that service. And so we'd encourage you to listen to us. Our announcer each day at the conclusion of our broadcast gives you our website, and it's through our website you can view our services. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, we're in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 through 13 is how we're going to start with this study as we go verse by verse. Now, you may be someone God wants to use in a special way. Perhaps you're thinking, not me, preacher. No way. There are a lot more talented people around. There are a lot more people that can do this job much better than I can. Preacher, not me. And I can understand that. I felt that way before I started pastoring, especially in my present church. And here I've been pastor of this church for 27 years, and I still feel inadequate. So you might think there are people that are more talented, better looking, better financed, better equipped. What you're thinking could very well be true. However, that's a positive thing if those things are true, that there are people much better at you than that. Because God usually must use the humble. Those other folks often have to be humbled before they can be used. Too often, people get out of serving God because the humbling experiences revealed their pride was more important than God's glory to them. Now also realize this. So often we think of ministry and we think of that large church out there or church running so many hundreds of people in it. And it may be that God has made you a captain of thousands. He may have made you a captain of hundreds. He may have made you a captain of fifties or a captain of tens. Wherever God has placed you, that's the place to be. As we look at David, we're going to have to ask ourselves, why did God use him? And as we ask ourselves that, let us consider the negatives as well as the positives. Now, with that in mind, let me read these first 13 verses, and then we'll go back and make some statements about them. It says, "And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I'll send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons." And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hear it, he'll kill me." And the Lord said, "Take an heifer with thee and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I'll show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee." And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, "Comest thou peaceably?" And he said, "Peaceably. I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said unto Samuel, "Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, "Neither hath the Lord chosen this." Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, "Neither hath the Lord chosen this." Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, "The Lord hath not chosen these." And Samuel said unto Jesse, "Are here all thy children?" And he said, that is, Jesse said, "There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep." And Samuel said unto Jesse, "Well, send and fetch him, for we'll not sit down till he come hither." And he went and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Now, as we look here at David, boy, we do see some negatives. And you say, well, what are the negatives we see with David at this point in his life? He's a boy, he's just a teenager. What are the negatives? Well, first, David was not the physical prototype to lead a country or an army. Again, verse 7 said, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I refused him. For the Lord saith not as a man saith, for Man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And he said again, verse 12, and that he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. Now, when it says he was ruddy, what they're telling us is that this guy was not rugged. This is not John Wayne. Instead, he looks more like John Boy Walton. He was ruddy. He was of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. Now, ruddy actually means red. Now, some of you red-headed men listening to me, you may think, hey, man, all right, that's me. Well, don't get your hopes up too high. He was also of a beautiful countenance. And that may just leave you out, okay? So I hope that you will enjoy that you're listening in. You're a red-headed man, and I hope you don't suffer too much from your friends as a result of that little statement. Now, one reference commentary says it means, when it says beautiful countenance, that he had a clear complexion, a good eye, and a lovely face. Now, I wouldn't mind being said, well, his complexion's clear, his eye's good. But to say that I had a lovely face, and even the idea of a good eye is that, oh, aren't those dreamy eyes that guy has? Well, guys don't want to hear it of themselves that way, and yet this is the way it's been spoken about David. Now, Saul, on the other hand, was head and shoulders taller than the rest of the Israelites. David is only average height. He may be short because it says the Lord refused him concerning height. Physically, we could say David was a little pretty guy that played a harp. Not someone that we think about leading armies and nations and fighting the battle. If David were running against Saul in a political campaign in today's America, Saul's media department would be overjoyed at their advantage as they'd show this rugged man Saul, the rugged good looks as compared to the pretty boy. And boy, they would use that to the hilt. In short, David was not physically what men expected as a king or a leader of men and nations, especially in that day when often the king served somewhat like a general in the army. Now, David's second negative is his resume. And I like it. It's an encouragement to me, to be honest with you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 31, I want you to listen as I read this passage and ask yourself, where do I fit in?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.